Today's sermon is the Sword of the Spirit, part 2. Already done part 1 2 weeks ago, but we just want to tidy it up, sharpen it well today, before moving on to the next topic. So, and the Holy Spirit already dropped me a scripture right now, which I need to share with you. Yeah? That scripture is in Isaiah. It says, when the enemy comes in like a flood. Can you find it for me? Let me see whether you get there before me. When the enemy comes in like a flood. Who found it? The Sword of the Spirit, part 2. Anybody found it yet? Isaiah 59:19. And who else better to read than you? So give us a version and then we'll get another version for someone else. Isaiah chapter 59. Please open your Bible. Isaiah 59. Verse 19, and we are looking at the sword of the Spirit.
New Living Translation.
Okay.
In the West, people will respect the name of the Lord. In the East, they will glorify Him. For He will come like a raging flood tide, driven by the breath of the Lord.
Isaiah 59:19. Thank you. That's it. New Living. And then let's have New King James. Isaiah 59:19.
So they shall fear the name of the Lord from the west, and His glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him.
Amen. And we're talking about what? The sword of the Spirit. How does the enemy come in? Sometimes. How does it come in sometimes? According to that verse, Isaiah 59:19. How does the enemy come in like sometimes? Where's my mic? Who took it? Okay. Isaiah 59:19. I like to jump around. Keeps me young. How does the enemy come in? Yeah, how does it come in?
Like a flood.
Like a flood. The enemy can come in like what? You float, and sometimes I just like everything is against you. Hallelujah. Yeah, like a flood. What is the goal of the flood? Like when the flood shows up as an enemy, what is it trying to do?
Destroy.
Yes, more.
Drown.
Yes, flood, enemy.
Sweep away.
I like that. Yes. Anyone else? Overwhelm. Hallelujah. When the flood cannot destroy, it tries to overwhelm. You know, like, it's not destroying, but it still tries to overwhelm. You cannot breathe. Yeah, you can hardly breathe. Hallelujah. But the Bible says that the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord is holy. Amen? The Spirit of the Lord is what? There's only one Spirit of the Lord. And He is what? The Holy Spirit. Bible says, it will what? It will lift up a standard. Again, I'll come back to that verse. I'll explain it, but I'll just show you that it links back to our topic. So now go to Ephesians 6, and someone read for me verse 17. Ephesians 6:17. Two versions. The Sword of the Spirit. Ephesians 6:17. Two versions. Who is ready? Ephesians 6:17. Yes. Oh, you know, you are really here today. Ephesians 6:17.
New Living Translation.
Yes,
but go for it. Put on your salvation as your helmet.
Put on salvation as your helmet.
And take the sword of the Spirit.
And take the sword of.
Which is the word of God.
Which is the word of God. Now let's go to New King James. Ephesians 6:17.
And take the helmet of salvation.
Take the helmet of salvation.
And the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
And the sword of the Spirit, which is what? The word of God. Amen. Now those, the two suggestions are good, but one is better. Sometimes New Living could be better. It's not like it's always wrong. If you're always wrong, we'll not use it. Yeah? New Living is simpler. Yeah? But sometimes, when you want to go deeper, yeah, some meaning could be lost. Yeah? So it says what? Put on the helmet, yeah, of salvation, and what? And take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. But I'm trying to tell you today that you cannot take the sword of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can't take it. Why? Why can't you take it? Ephesians 6:17. Somebody read for me. Amplified Classic. Amplified Classic. AMPC. AMPC. Why can't you take the sword of the Spirit? The answer is in the question. Ephesians 6:17. Amplified. AMPC. Open it and just read. Go on then.
And take the helmet of salvation and the sword that the Spirit wields, which is the Word of God.
The sword what?
That the Spirit
wields. That the Spirit what?
Wields.
Now, what's the meaning of the word wield? Young people. Hello? The word wield. W-I-E-L-D. In case I did not pronounce it well. What's the meaning of the word wield? To wield a sword. What does that mean? Yeah?
Like.
Go on.
To like have it and have it like ready to use.
Yes, to hold it, ready to use. That was means to wield. So you can wield a knife or a sword. Please don't wield it. Please don't wield a knife or sword at anybody. Okay, the only time you're allowed to wield a knife is in the kitchen, or when you're going for a cooking competition. Yeah, one of my sons will go for a cooking competition soon. I'm proud of that. Amen. Yeah? But please, don't wield a knife any other way. Amen? Knife is dangerous. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who wields the sword of the Spirit? Yeah? Ephesians 6:17. Let's read it again. Let's read it again. Ephesians 6:17. Somebody else. Ephesians 6:17. AMPC. Yes? AMPC. This side, AMPC, Ephesians 6:17, AMPC. But beware, as you're reading it, when you finish, I'm going to ask you the question again. So go for it.
And take the helmet of salvation.
Take the helmet of salvation.
And the sword of the Spirit.
No, so you need to go to AMPC version. So AMPC, it's an Amplified Classic. No, you have AMP, I think.
No, it's AMPC.
Which version did you read? Okay. Maybe that's AMP. Okay then. Okay. Yes, go for it. Read it again. I see what I want there. Go, read it again.
And take the helmet of salvation.
Take the helmet of salvation.
And the sword of the Spirit.
No.
And the sword that the Spirit
and
wields.
And the sword that what?
That the Spirit
that
wields.
That the Spirit wields.
Sorry.
Which is what?
Which is the Word of
the
God.
The Word of God. So who wields the sword? The Spirit. Amen? Well, let's break it down. Who holds the sword?
God.
The Spirit, yes. And who uses the sword? The Spirit. Does that make sense? So when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord, we what? Will lift up a standard against him. But of course, your question now is, what is my role? Yeah? You see, every other piece of the weapon, your spiritual weapon are defensive. Your helmet is defensive. Your body armor is defensive. Your shield is defensive. Yeah. Your girdle is defensive. Yeah. The only offensive weapon in that armor is what? Is the sword. But you know, he could have written and said, take this sword, which is the word of God. Then someone would come and say, oh, this is my sword. And I'm going to fight the devil and chase away. But that's not what he's saying there. Hallelujah. Because another revelation there is that when he says that, when you read that verse from Greek, you find that the word of God there, the word for word of God there is called rhema. There are two Greek words for the word. Yeah? Not just the word of God, in word. So in the Greek, when you're saying you're using, interpreting the word word, W-O-R-D, it can be logos or rhema. Yeah? Now, when we apply it to God's word, the Logos is the written word of God. So your Bible, for example, is a documentation of what? Of the Logos. And everything in the Logos speaks about Jesus. In fact, Jesus himself is the Logos, is the living word. John chapter 1 verse 1. What does it say? In the beginning was what? In Greek, it says, in the beginning was the Logos. And the Logos was with God. And the Logos was God. That's Jesus. Jesus is the living Logos. Your Bible is the written Logos. Hallelujah. This is not the sword of the Spirit. Yeah? It is, yeah, the scripture. Yeah? The Logos. Now, what is the Logos actually in your armor? The Logos is truth. John chapter 17 verse 17. It says, it said, reopening John 17, 17. John 17, 17 quickly. John 17, 17, what was it? The Logos is not the sword. The Logos, yeah, actually is the first thing you put on. In the whole armor, they start with the belt of truth or the girdle of truth. Is your foundation. Yes? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, go for it.
Make them holy by your truth and teach them your word which is truth.
Good. That's another version. John 17, 17. Yes? John 17, 17. Listen.
I'm reading. John 17, 17. Reading from New King James. Sanctify them by your truth.
Sanctify them by your truth.
Your word is truth.
Your word is what? It's true. That's your guard. That's your spiritual guard that puts you in shape. You know that when the Bible says, it says, guard your loins. You get ready spiritually with the truth. Hallelujah. You see, if you have not put on that girdle of truth, yeah, your life is full of falsehood. Your life is full of, you are building on lies and deceit. Yeah? The devil can penetrate you easily. Yeah? But you guard up your loins, you get ready with what? The truth. What is the truth? The Logos. If you check it in the Greek, it's that word there is the Logos. The Logos is truth. John 14 says, just say, I am the way, and what? And the truth. And what? And the life. And if you read the letters of John later, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, it calls us the truth. Hallelujah. So the Logos is truth. But Ephesians 6:17 says, take the sword that the Spirit wields, which is the Rhema. The Rhema of God, not the Logos. So the Logos is the written word of God. The Rhema, yeah, is what God is telling you right now. Amen? The Rhema is what God speaks to you in your heart. The instruction that God gives you, the direction that God gives you, the insight that God gives you, the discernment that the God gives you. Yeah? For the specific moment, for the specific problem, for the specific situation. Is his life communication. Rhema is the life communication of God. Hallelujah. Apply specifically to you. It's still the word of God. But it's more specific. It's life. It's dynamic. Hallelujah. And you know why the Holy Spirit is the one that wields the Rhema? Because it's the Holy Spirit that will give you that word. You can't just pick up the Bible. Yeah? And have the Rhema. Yeah? If you pick up the Bible, that's good. If you meditate on the Bible, that's good. But as you are doing that, the Holy Spirit will speak to you. Are you with me? If you're in problem, if you're in trouble, you need the Holy Spirit to say something to you, show you something, tell you something, instruct you something, open your eyes to something you're not seeing, and that can determine your victory or your breakthrough. Sometimes you don't overcome because you cannot see something you should be seeing. Are you with me? It's like you're looking for a needle in a stack, in an A-stack. What do you need to find that needle? You need Rhema. Otherwise, you can be there all day and all night. Yeah? And you may not make any progress. Hallelujah. The sword of the Spirit is the sword that the Spirit wields. How does he wield it? He's the one that gives it the word. Hallelujah. He's the one that what? gives you the word. Matthew chapter 4 verse 4. The devil came to tempt Jesus. Yeah? He said, if you are the Son of God, command these stones to become what? Bread. Are you being distracted, sir? You can just put that there. That's the way. If I was there, that's what I would do. Yeah. And he commanded stones to be bread. You know what he just said? Matthew 4, 4. You can open it. He said, Jesus replied what? Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every rhema. It's rhema. Every word that comes from the mouth of God. Hallelujah. The reason is that when God speaks to you, yeah? When God speaks to you, you're on the path of breakthrough. Hallelujah. When God tells you, that, go there, do this, that thing is telling you, yeah, is what will lead you to your deliverance. Hallelujah. If I can hear God, yeah, I will overcome the devil. Always. Whenever God speaks to you, it's wisdom. You know that? Everything that God tells you is wisdom. Everything that God shows you is wisdom. Hallelujah. Whenever God speaks to you, he's giving you inside information that the devil has no access to. You know the devil cannot read the mind of God. Can the devil read the mind of God? Okay, let me ask another question. Can the devil read your mind? Let's have some answers. Uh-huh. Where's my mic? Can the devil read the mind of a human being?
No, no.
Okay. Can the devil read the mind of a human being? Maybe I should broaden it. If he can't, how come he's able to tempt you?
The mind of a human being, but he can make some suggestions.
Good, good. So, can the devil guess what you are thinking?
Yes.
Yes. Any examples?
I think if you're in like a situation where it's like really obvious, the devil obviously knows,
yes,
then it will tempt you with that situation.
Yeah. Okay, let me ask another question. Who is sitting beside their wife here? Or their husband. Okay, we have two people there. Can any of you read your spouse's mind sometimes? Can you predict what's going on in their mind? Yeah, do you agree? You can look at you and like, I know what you're thinking. Do you agree? Is that possible? Yeah? If you know them, yeah? You can see their face and the look on their face and you know what was about to happen. I want to tell you something here. If you are married, you better learn to read the mind. There's no point, throwing yourself into a situation that you can avoid. Yeah? And then you blame the other person. Yeah? Study them. Understand them. Predict them. Then use it for good. don't use it for evil, yeah? Use it for what? Good. Don't use it to entrap them. Use it to help them. Hallelujah? So, you are learning today that the devil can read your mind. Amen? He doesn't have full access to your mind. Yeah? But he can read it. But he can read your body language. At least he can see that, isn't it? And your body language many times gives away half of your mind anyway. Then, the devil knows what you just watched. He knows what you just read. He knows who you spoke to. He knows all this that happened to you during the day, yeah? And everything going to your mind is like a computer, yeah? He knows that with all those things going to your mind, he can predict. For example, how did the devil know that the right temptation to give Jesus? Why didn't he tell him that, do something there? Why say command these stones to be bread? Why? Why did he do that? Anybody? Why was that a temptation? For devil to come to you and say, command these stones to be bread. Why was it a temptation? Yeah? Why was it a temptation to command stones? If you just finished having your breakfast, can I tell you to command stones to be bread? Will that tempt you?
Because he knows that Jesus has been there praying for long and he's hungry.
He's hungry! Are you with me? So the devil knows that Jesus is hungry. And he knows that somewhere in his mind, there can be a desire for food. And then he goes in. Are you with me? However, the devil does not know the mind of God. And that's why we read in 1 Corinthians 2, that is the Spirit of God that knows the mind of God. So when we say the Spirit of, it is the Spirit of God that knows the mind of God. When I say God, like I'm talking about the Father. Amen? And I told you, God, our God we serve, is revealed in three persons. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. There are three different persons. But they are perfectly united as one. It's perfect harmony beyond what human beings can achieve. There's no competition. There's no contradiction. Thank you. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Yeah? Three persons. But in perfect harmony as one God. Hallelujah. As one God. And I always told you, there's no perfect harmony without order. So they are not equal. They are equally God. Just like my sons are equally, they equally share my surname. You got it? But the Father is greater than the Son. And the Son is greater than the Spirit. That's why the Son said, when he's going, I will send the Holy Spirit. And he will not speak of himself. He will speak whatever I have. Okay. Yes. We will investigate. Amen. Let me see, I'm doing with time. Okay, yes. So time is gone. So the point I really want to drive in today is that it's the Holy Spirit that wields the sword. So what's the next question? If I tell you that, what is the question that going through your mind? If I say it's the Holy Spirit that wields the sword of the Spirit, what is the natural question that you should be asking me after that? I'm in battle. I need a sword to overcome the enemy, to put him to flight. Because when you are defending, you are just trying to maintain your ground. But you can't just be maintaining your ground. Like, you need to advance. Hello? You need to what? You need to advance. Take new territory. Yeah? Move forward. Increase. Conquer something new. Yeah? Defense, being on defense cannot help you conquer something new. Being on defense helps you to maintain what you've already conquered. Yeah? So two problems with Satan is that he wants to take away what you've already conquered. And then he wants to stop you from taking new territory. He doesn't want you to move forward. Instead, he wants to take you backward. So every other weapon, you need to, if you don't use them, the devil can take you backward. It is possible to go backward. It is possible to regress. What did I say? Yeah, there are many Christians that they've regressed. They were doing well, but now they've gone back. Yeah? It can happen if you are not defending well. So your shield of faith, your helmet of salvation, your girdle of truth, yeah? They are all there to help you maintain the progress you've made and not go backwards. However, that's not enough. You also need to move forward. Yes, you have left Egypt. Praise the Lord. But now rest is before you. You need, yeah, a rema so that you can cross the Red Sea. Otherwise, you just remain in the wilderness. Yeah? You need a rema to cross the River Jordan. You don't want to spend all the remainder of your life in the wilderness. You want to get to the promised land. So you need what? You need the rema. What God is saying to you now. Yeah? What God wants you to do now. Yeah? What God wants you to see now. So that your life can move forward. And so you can fulfill your destiny. So if the Holy Spirit is the one wielding this sword, what's the natural question? What's the next question? Anybody? I have a question in my mind. Okay, this sword now, I said it's the sword of the Spirit. Yeah? But only the Holy Spirit can wield it. So what's my natural question? What will come next? try to read my mind. If you can.
Who is he wielding it against?
Okay, yes, that's a good one. Who is he wielding it against? The simple answer is the enemy, Satan. Satan is the enemy. Satan is the adversary. He can use people. Satan can use people, yeah? He can use whatever, but the key, the puppeteer behind the puppet is what? Is Satan. So that's a good question, but that's not the one I'm asking. What am I asking? You're reading my mind.
How do we use the Spirit?
Yeah, so the question I'm asking is, what's my role? Why do I use the Spirit? Because that enemy is not going against the Holy Spirit. It's no match. It's me he wants. Hello? The enemy is not fighting the Holy Spirit. It's no match. It's you. You are the one that he can fight. Hallelujah. If the enemy wins you, it takes nothing away from the Holy Spirit. Are you with me? It's still the Holy Spirit and it's still God. Am I right? So what's my own role here? My role is to listen and obey the Rhema. Hallelujah. When the Holy Spirit has wielded, he has released it to you. You have an instruction. You have an insight. You have an understanding. You have a direction. You know what to do now. Yeah? But if you don't do it, no victory. Hallelujah. When God speaks to you through the Holy Spirit in your heart and gives you a rhema, yeah, that sword has been wielded. But if you don't obey it, the enemy cannot be put to flight. Let's rise up. I hope that sunk in. So I understand now that every word that God speaks to me in my conscience, I need to respond and obey. When God says, you know what? Turn back. Please, I beg you. Turn back. Turn back means, turn back is your advancement. If God says turn back and you're going forward, that you're regressing. He says turn back, that's your advancement against the enemy. When God says it's time to move, it may be comfy, yeah? Where you are, what you are doing, but if God says it's time to move, forget the comfy and move. It is dangerous not to move when God is telling you to what? To move. When God shows you something and you now have a better understanding, don't continue to behave like somebody who lacks understanding. When you have a better understanding, don't behave like a foolish person who has no understanding. Use that understanding now to do better or to live better. Hallelujah. Sometimes when you are praying, don't just pray that God should do things for you. Pray that God should show you what you need to do. Because sometimes some of the prayers you are praying to God should do, they are wrong prayers. They are taking you backward. Yeah? Pray and say, Lord, speak to me. Open my eyes. Sometimes when you want to make a big decision, yeah? You want to go somewhere, you want to move somewhere, you want to spend money, or you want to do something. Ask, don't just say, God, bless my plan. Ask God for rhema. Say, Lord, what should I do? Oh, I have these plans. Is it the right way? Show me the right way. If you have problem, yeah? Don't just pray that God should solve your problem. Pray and say, God, how can I solve this? Show me what, is there something I need to know? Show me. Because that's rhema. So if you say that's rhema, pray. Now talk to God. Talk to God. You talk to God. What, you know, pray about what you've learned today about the sword of the Spirit. Knowing that is it the sword that the Spirit wields. And that when the Spirit wields that sword, what he's going to give you is rhema. That he's going to give you an instruction, a direction, a correction, a rebuke, or an insight, discernment. And you know that the only way you can make the sword work or the rhema work is what? To listen and obey. If you don't obey, rhema is not working. So pray and say, Lord, help me to be attentive, to listen for the rhema, and what? To obey the rhema. Simple prayer. Lord, as from today, I want to pay more attention to what the Holy Spirit is speaking to me in my conscience. The Holy Spirit speaks to you in your conscience. I want to pay more attention. I want to ask also for direction, for instruction. That's a good prayer. And when you speak, I want to act upon the rhema so that I can enter the victory. And this can apply in every part of your life, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, academically, physically, your health, your finances, your relationships. If you can listen to the rhema and obey the rhema, you will advance against the enemy. You will not labor
in vain. And the Lord will help you. In Jesus' name. Amen.